I do want to just take a few minutes to talk a little bit about where we are as a church. We moved into this building December 25th, and I just want to, you know, we're approaching 6 months, and so I just want to share just a little bit. It's kind of an update. So this is not what I normally do, but we'll get to an actual sermon in a few minutes. So a couple things just to point out that I think are exciting and strengths or just things that I'm looking around and very pleased about as a congregation. You should be as well. We've had 14 additions so far this year, which is great. As a congregation, we have seen in our grand opening month, we were more than 300 in attendance several times in the services, total attendance. And Easter, we had 421 people between the three services, and that is the largest in our entire 12-year history. So that was exciting. And even just to give you a glimpse, you know, because there's the up and down, but like last week, which was Memorial Day weekend, which is pretty consistently the lowest Sunday of the year. I'm always like, you know, will there be 50 of us, or how is that going to work? But we had 260 people between the two services on Memorial Day weekend. So I appreciate you inviting people and praying for the congregation and reaching out to those. And so it's just exciting to see our faith family growing. I think also, you know, we've been in the building 6 months. If you keep watching, you see every week something else gets done. If you haven't stuck your head in the kitchen, you know, there's counters and sinks now, and the bench that was is now upholstered, and so you can actually sit on the bench in the coffee area. And so there's just lots of little things moving ahead week by week. Dave Goff is our gracious volunteer who's the really the coordinator of it all. And so if you have detailed questions about where we're at, you can ask him. But basically, kind of the big things that are left are some of the young families ask us to put in a safety fence around the pond, so that's going to happen. A canopy out front so you can drive up and drop somebody off in the rain and then go park. There'll be a baptistry over here. There's a lot of work on the parking lot, particularly have to expand it that way and bring in lots and lots of gravel. Finished metal on the outside of the building. And we're probably going to owe, we don't know this yet, we're probably going to owe about, best guess is about $2.7 million when we're all said and done. But the building and the property is worth $5 million, so we feel like God has been very gracious in that. And I continue to pray, and I encourage you to continue to pray, for God to remove that debt. It's certainly no big deal for Him to do that, and He could just take that away. So we pray for that. Another highlight for me as I look around is prayer and just the growing reliance as a congregation on prayer. We've always prayed, but at really the beginning of this year, I kind of took the plunge and said, every morning at 7 a.m., we will pray. And so I didn't know, how's that going to go? Would I be by myself? You know, would it be a very lonely devotion time there? But honestly, most days there's like four of us or sometimes six of us, and it's various people pop in. And people come in and they want to be prayed for. And so that's been exciting. And so I just, I'm excited as I see that, because the reality is God can do in a moment what it would take us a lifetime to do. And so we're not here to see what we can pull off as a congregation. We're here to see what God can do through us. And He's an amazing God. I'm also excited to see John Thompson, who is just up here doing the communion thought. He's our intern for the summer. If you haven't gotten to know him, I encourage you to get to know him. Like most 20-something young men, he eats a lot. So if you want to take him to lunch, that's a great option. We just recently had the Growing Roots new women's ministry here, led by Amy West, have their opening event, and we saw lots of ladies come to that, and excited to see where all that's going to go, and so that's exciting. Also, the 20-somethings have been using our volleyball court, which we'll use today during the picnic, but they've been using it quite a bit. And it's been kind of fun to see them not just build relationships and have fun, but they actually invited an international student group from UAF to come over. And Kaylin, I think, had a 10 or 15-minute devotion set up. And so we had, they did the devotion, but there were all these questions from the Muslim students from Muslim countries and those from China. And so they ended up, the devotion time took, I think, about an hour as they just asked one question another about Jesus. And so we love to see those seeds planted, and that's exciting. We just finished up our $60,000 commitment to our third daughter church down in Seattle, and so we'll start working on our fourth daughter congregation, and we think that will be in Anchorage if we can find the right planter. Just another thing that I think is a positive as I look around is normally by now we have shut down pretty much all the small groups, because once the weather really gets well here and summer starts, of course maybe summer's kind of gone off and on here, so maybe that was part of it, but our small groups are still doing very, very well. Change groups, conquerors groups, men trying to practice mental purity of thought, and we have lots of groups that are happening. I just did a book discussion group of Mere Christianity, a classic, and had a good turnout for that. So it's exciting to see those going even in the summer. Teen ministry's going well. Marcy did a movie event with literally the day of kind of notice, because we didn't know anything about this particular Christian film until it showed up, and so she had I think 29 teenagers show up on 4 hours notice. So I guess that's the power of texting and social media. But I love to see her heart and her team's heart, Santa and Michael and the others, praying for these teenagers and pouring into these young people who are really the next generation of leadership in our congregation. And then our children's ministry, we're seeing all kinds of new faces all the time. It's exciting to see that. I hope you appreciate Brian and Jessica Roberts. Jessica's on staff part-time. Brian should be, but he's a volunteer. He really helps her to pull it off. It takes quite a bit. We have a lot of kids here, as you see, when we do our great Exodus every Sunday morning, and they go out. And so I just want you to see there's a lot to be excited about, a lot to be thrilled and grateful to God for, as we're kind of at this point about 6 months in to the new building. There are always some, things that are challenges. I will mention two quickly. One is volunteers. We do not have as much volunteer base, as big a base as we should for the size and the numbers that we're running. And so I encourage you, if you're not volunteering, to find your area of giftedness and to volunteer. We can clearly and definitely use more help in the children's ministry, particularly in the teacher slots. So if you have a church background, there are certain hoops that have to be jumped through for teaching children, background checks, that kind of stuff for safety. But love to see some of you dive in there and help Jessica and Brian. And then another area would be financially, and I just want to encourage you to remember that, not only are we still, pouring out finances to finish the building, but now there are raised expenses in this particular, things that we never had in the movie theater. And so just keep that in mind, and we just appreciate your consistent and generous and sacrificial giving. It makes all the difference. So it's really been kind of amazing what you guys have done over the last really 6 years of we've kind of climbed this mountain, and you all have been stunning, really, in the generosity. So I just encourage you to keep it up, and if you're not currently giving and you are a Christian, now if you're not a Christian, you're just checking things out, honestly, keep your money. We want you to examine the claims of Christ, and we want you to make that decision. That's the important thing. But if you're a follower of Jesus Christ and this is your church, then it is part of your responsibility to step up and help and in that way and to be generous. That's one of the marks of maturity in the faith. And then also just, and you've been doing this, but I just want to encourage you to always be looking for your non-Christian friends and family and coworkers, because we want to not just be about us and be a holy huddle. We want to constantly be looking for people that are not followers of Christ, so that we can actually offer them the greatest destiny in the world, heaven itself, a relationship with God forever. So I just want to say thank you and just kind of acknowledge where we're at. It's really been amazing what has happened. We have seen God show up in so many ways, but I do want to just say thank you to you and just keep on moving forward. Remember to pray for the church, to volunteer where you can, to give, and to also invite. Those are the crucial things that you can do as we continue to move forward. But it's an exciting time that we're in, and it's really a fun season in many ways.